getting used to the jet lag, but.
I can do the 100 flight that gets to see it quicker from America.
Right?
He's doing all right for himself. Sorry. I'll get out of your phone.
He's back. He's back.
Do you mind just coming forward?
One zip.
Huh? Do you mind just coming forward just a little bit? Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Everyone good?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just checking.
Bryce, how are you feeling at the moment? How's the body?
I mean, I feel pretty good other than being a little jet lagged, but I figure a couple more days I'll be right back in the rhythm.
First day with your new teammates, how's the group fit?
It was good to get up and down with them. I met them all yesterday, so it was good to watch and see what we're doing so far. And I surprised myself. I remembered a lot of the plays and a lot of the drills better than I thought I would, so I fit in pretty good today.
What do you think of early days that you feel good about what this group might be?
I mean, you always got to feel optimistic, but yeah, I think with the new pieces we have, you know, the sky's the limit. But, you know, this is my second day here as well. But from what I've seen so far, I think we should be pretty fine, especially with chemistry.
Have you kept an eye on the NBL landscape as a whole while you've been away?
Not too much. I did a pretty good job relaxing, catching up with family, but I've been caught up pretty much on what's been going on the past couple of days, and it's very exciting, and I think it's a testament to how the league's continuing to grow and expand.
So you didn't tune in to, say the Sydney Kings preseason game or anything like that?
No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
Bryce, you mentioned getting away and relaxing and that. How crucial was that? Because obviously a bit of downtime before it starts again. Did you really make the most and enjoy that?
Yeah, definitely. Because when I left Australia last year, I was home for maybe a week and a half. Then I was in Italy for another 2 months. So after that, I did a good job relaxing the body because I knew it's going to be a long 7 or 8 months again. So I think that was probably the smartest thing I did all summer.
You mentioned Trev, you know, remember the game plays and also the training schedule. Does Trev's game or coaching style change a lot? Does it evolve a lot, or is it just that stock standard Wildcat style?
I mean, you have tweaks here and there, but the way he coaches, the principles, everything stays the same. But, you know, like any coach, you got to make tweaks every now and again.
There's been a couple of changeover in the roster and obviously a new addition in the guard spot as well. Mm-hmm. Is that good to have competition there for spots, or is it just nice to have a bit of backup for yourself and Damo?
It's good to have competition. It lets you know that you can't take any plays off, you can't take any practices off. And in essence, it just makes the team better every day, because any day you slack off, that's another chance for other teams to keep getting better if they have the competitive attitude.
You're here probably about 3 weeks earlier than what you were last year. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why you've been able to get here earlier in the preseason?
No, not in particular. I think I was ready to get back. Even though I missed home, I was ready to get back right after I celebrated my birthday. And it gives me a better chance as well to get in tune with some of the new guys that we have. So I think that's probably the biggest difference from last year in comparison to this year.
So how significant is the preseason for you then? Just getting the miles back in the legs and going through the routines and stuff?
I mean, very important. Like I said, especially with new pieces coming into the team, we want to make sure everybody's pretty much fully adjusted and that the chemistry is at an all-time high by the time the season starts.
Have you crossed paths with Tariqo White in your times in America?
I don't believe so. I've heard of him before, but I don't think I've played against him. But from what I've seen, he's a very great player, and I think he's going to have a lot of skill sets that this team could use for sure.
Are you lighter than what you've seen? You look a different shape.
As far as I know, I'm the same, but I think I'm the same.
You're looking forward to you're heading back, obviously, as a team to America in mm-hmm. 6 weeks' time, I think it will work out too. How much are you looking forward to that tour?
With Denver and Utah? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's pretty cool to be able to play against some NBA teams. I think it's great for our league, and it's pretty fun for me as well to play Utah as well. So it'll be cool to see some of the guys like Dante and Joe. So it'll be good to catch up with them.
Do you keep in touch with those guys?
No, not at all, but once I see them, I'm pretty sure it'll be all love.
Thanks, Bryce.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cheers, Bryce.
Thank you.
Yeah.